Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. It is Monday. It is time to dance, dance, dance. I actually had a really tough time trying to figure out what songs to play, actually, because, oh my gosh, guys, there are 17 holidays to celebrate today. It is insane. So let me go ahead and read out those holidays. Before I do, let me tell you where I'm getting these holidays from. There's a website that I go to for every Monday show. It's called checkiday.com, checkiday.com. It's actually really cool. They collect every holiday that is known to man, including the international ones, which is really cool. And they post it up on every single day of the year. So there's not a, I have yet to see a day where there are no holidays, which is really good in my opinion, because otherwise I would have nothing to talk about for my show, at least on Mondays. So let me go ahead and read to you the 17 holidays that are going on today. Today is Columbus Day. Everyone in America should know that, considering none of the post office, no post office is open, no bank is open. Today is also Hug a Drummer Day. Yeah, weird. Today is International Stage Management Day. Interesting. National Angel Food Cake Day. Yum. National Cake Decorating Day. Ooh, that's one of my favorites. I love decorating cakes. I especially love icing. National Handbag Day. Okay. National Kick Butt Day. I've already kicked a couple of butts during work, so I like to tease my coworkers and playfully kick their butts as if I'm actually doing it. National Metric Day. Cool. National Tuxedo Day. Native American Day. Hours of 10 Day. I actually did not check that one out. It's because today is October 10 to the... they created because it's October 10, 2010. Nice. Squid and Cuttlefish Day. Interesting. Ooh, U.S. Naval Academy Day. I probably pronounced naval wrong. Naval? I don't know. World Homeless Day. World Hospice and Palliative Care Day? Huh. World Mental Health Day, and World Porridge Day. Yes, we all know about porridge. It's one of those boring meals that we don't want to eat, even though it's probably good for you. All right, so what is World Hospice and Palliative Care Day? It is a unified day of action to celebrate and support hospice and palliative care around the world. Voices for Hospices is a wave of concerts taking place on the world every 2 years. Huh. The theme for 2016 is Living and Dying in Pain. It doesn't have to happen. Okie dokie. Whatever. So I was able to find a couple of songs, one for each of the holiday that I decided to support. And I will tell you which holidays I'm supporting. There are four. I'm going to support World Homeless Day, because seriously, if you see anyone who is homeless, if you know anyone who is homeless, help them out. Not by sending them to a home, but just talk to them for a few moments, or even help them get some food. I'm betting they're hungry. And if not, just give them a night to stay. Not just the whole week, you can let them stay as long as they want. But if you have enough time, to let someone stay at your place for a little while, go ahead and do it. I'm sure it's not going to hurt for you or the person who's homeless. It's amazing how many people are homeless. Even here in America, it's insane. And the other holidays that I'm supporting are is Native American Day. In all honesty, I think it was supposed to be called Indigenous People Day. That way we're not offending anyone. I'm also supporting National Kick Butt Day and Hug a Drummer Day. Yes, I got one song for each of those holidays. I'm actually going to start with the drummer song, but I kind of want to talk a little bit before I play any music. If I do that, then I'm not going to stop talking. But one of the things I'm mainly going to be talking about today is what happened in the weekend. My middle sister, both my sisters are having babies, but my middle sister decided to have a baby shower during the weekend, as well as the baby shower that our mom decided to host. So yeah, my middle sister got two baby showers during the weekend. My other sister and my mom and our mom, we weren't there for the first baby shower, but we were there for the one that mom was hosting. And it was a blast. There were like two shower games that happened. One of them I actually really like. And there were a lot of gifts. There were a lot of presents. And the gift that I got my sister is a little baby, stuffed baby lamb. And it's got like a little silver cross on its stomach. It's so cute. And then I think there's like some sort of bell in it or something, because it jingles when you shake it up, which I think is pretty neat. She loved it. She was really glad that I got that instead of something practical, because she got, oh my gosh, guys, she got so many things that are going to help her after she gives birth. And there were a lot of stuff that, like, there were like a lot of diapers. There were a lot of, as well as different types of diapers. She even got like a little baby bathtub, and she got some other type of baby bathtub that you can put in the sink, which is really nice. Really nice. And there was just a whole bunch of other stuff. But what's really cool is that when I looked at the event that mom had created on Facebook, it turned out that there were registries for them, for my sister and her husband. So I decided to check out the Amazon registry just to see if there was like anything cool about the list that she had put on there. There were a lot of stuff that she and her husband put there. But the cool thing about Amazon is that it actually showed you which of those items on the registry were already bought. And oh my gosh, guys, someone already bought a baby crib for them. It wasn't at the baby shower, which I'm kind of grateful for, because otherwise it would have been super difficult for them to carry to their house. All right, so because a little bit of time has already passed, I think I'm going to go ahead and play the first song. I didn't really listen to it fully, but I did listen to like the first 30 seconds. I hope you all like it. Be sure to keep your water bottle close and your dancing shoes on. I want you guys to be moving and a-grooving. This is The Drumming Song by Florence and the Machine. Enjoy, everyone.
Yeah. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those guns were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There was funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them.
And that was Kung Fu Fighting by, what was it, Carl Douglas? And as well as Drumming Song by Florence and the Machine. Woo-hoo! All right, so those are songs that, the first song was for Hug a Drummer Day, and the next one was for National Kick Butt Day. I actually couldn't find, I was kind of in a rush, actually, because I didn't pick songs until after 5. But, a lot of the songs that I tried to look up songs about kicking butt, but a lot of them were just, you know, action songs about fighting and all that. So I figured, well, if that's the way to go, I might as well just pick the song that I had in mind anyways. So I forgot to ask, and if I did, I don't remember. How are you all doing today, guys? Oh, man. You know what, guys? Because of Columbus Day, we had to get paper paychecks at work, which is a real shame because it would have really helped if I had gotten my paycheck in my bank on Saturday. It's because we switched, I think it's because we switched systems. Not the owning company, but we just switched systems for, I guess, the paychecks. So because of that, because today is Columbus Day, we have to, for those who had direct deposits, we have to get an authorization form from our banks to get that happening again, which is really disappointing because I had direct deposit and I was basically scared that I wouldn't be able to have enough money for my rent because basically I made a couple of boo-boos by buying delivery and all that jazz. Oh boy. But I actually want to explain one of the games that was played in the baby shower. Pretty much everyone who entered the party, the baby shower, they had to collect a clothing pin and stick it somewhere on their shirt. The cool thing about the game was that they could not say the word baby. Because the shower is over, I'm allowed to say it. They weren't allowed to say baby. They had to, like, come up with other words or names for it. But, if you lose your clothing pin, or if someone catches you saying the word baby, they get to collect your clothing pin and add it to their collection. The person with the most clothing pins wins a prize. And there were actually two winners. There was a first place and a second place. And the other game, the second game, was that we had to use toilet paper and guess how much my sister would need. And no one understood the game. Like, what did we need the toilet paper for? What was the thing that we were supposed to guess for my sister? Because mom wasn't specific enough. But I think that was the point, though, because we had to guess, like, what the toilet paper was for. And a good amount of people were assuming that it had to be a toilet paper that had to go around her stomach, you know, the stomach part where her baby is. It's a good thing they guessed that. I didn't know how much she would need. Normally, I thought it would be, like, a whole – because when I saw mom getting the toilet paper for the game – she told me the rule of it, and I didn't understand, so I figured Elizabeth would need Elizabeth would want the entire roll. Well, now that I know that it's for surrounding her stomach, like, I decided to guess how much it would be, and it happened to be the exact same amount. There was a four-way tie. So mom decided to use the tiebreaker of who drove the farthest. And, of course, that couldn't be me or one of my aunts because we live pretty close to where the party was. Oh, man. It would have been nice if I had won, but I guess I don't really need another prize considering how much. Sorry, I heard a beep from my iPod. It's on the other side of the room, so I can't get it. I can't even get it after my show because I have to leave for grocery shopping as well as picking up a new desk. Oh, my gosh, guys. I am so excited about that. Anyways, there is a song that I'm going to be playing for you guys, another song. I have two more songs, one for you guys to listen to and possibly dance to. It's for the Indigenous People Day. And this song is actually from Cambodia, if I'm correct. It belongs to the Bunang, Topin, Kui, and Sui indigenous people in Cambodia. Okay. And I guess there's multiple people singing it, but it's going to be an outdoor song, like the whole thing is live. So there's going to be people in the background either talking or clapping or whatever. So I'm just letting you guys know about that. This is a traditional song from Cambodia. Enjoy, everyone.
เออเอาไม่ทำมากำลังไงเตะเออเอาไม่เตะกำลังรังไงหรอเออเอาไม่เปรี้ยเป็นเทียนยองเออเอาไม่
Their tribes. I could be wrong about that. And because we are getting close to the end of the day, I think I'm going to go ahead and bid you all adieu, everyone. This was an incredible day. And for the last song to go for the homeless day, I think I picked a pretty good one. This song is called Box Number 10. It's by Jim Croce. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, everyone. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye with Box Number 10, Jim Croce. Bye, everyone.
Or is it Croce? I don't know.
Well, out of Southern Illinois, coming down home country boy. Gonna make it in the city, playing guitar in the studio. Oh, well, they hadn't been there an hour cauliflower. You know she took him for his money and she left him in a cheap hotel. Oh, well, it's easy for you to see that that country boy is me. See, and how am I gonna help break the news to the folks back home? Well, I was gonna be a great success. Things sure ended up a mess. But in the process, I got messed up too. But hello, mama and dad, I had to call collect, 'cause I ain't got a cent to my name. But I'm sleeping in the hotel doorway. You're in tonight to see it's gonna rain. And if you'd only send me some money, well, I'll be back on my feet again. She didn't care of the Sunday mission box number 10. Well, back in Southern Illinois, they're still worrying about their boy. His boy's going home soon as he gets the fare. Because as soon as I got my breath, I got a pipe upside my head. So they left me in and out, they took my money and my guitar too. Hello, mama and dad, I had